Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look, fellas and girls, right now I want to check up on how you're celebrating Jack Armstrong Week in your city. Now, here are the questions. See how many you can answer by saying yes. 1. Did you tell 2 friends to listen to Jack Armstrong's thrilling radio adventures today? 2. Did you tell 1 friend that everyone is celebrating Jack Armstrong Week in your city by eating a keen-tasting breakfast of champions every morning? 3. Did you have Wheaties milk and fruit yourself this morning? Well, if you answered yes to every one of those questions, you're a mighty good friend of this program. We want to make this week the biggest week in Jack Armstrong history. And you can... Hey, hold on there, Larry. What's all the excitement?
Gosh, Mr. Mack, I thought I was too late.
How do you mean?
Well, you doggone near forgot a mighty important way every one of the gang can celebrate Jack Armstrong Week.
Well, how's that, Larry?
By starting in to follow Jack Armstrong's training rules.
Oh, sure, Larry, I'd forgotten all about that.
And believe me, Mr. Mack, that's a mighty fine way to celebrate. How about giving us those rules right now?
Why, sure as shooting, Larry. 1, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. 2, use a lot of soap and water because cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. And 3, eat a breakfast of champions every morning.
And say, I'm willing to bet you'll never find a training program that's any more fun than that. Those Wheaties with milk and fruit every morning really are tops. Why, gosh, they got about the swellest flavor you ever tasted. No fooling. I don't know of any better breakfast than a breakfast of champions.
And mighty nourishing, too. Mighty nourishing. Just think of it. You get all of the well-known essential nourishment of 100% whole wheat in Wheaties.
And from what you've said, I guess that's one kind of nourishment every athlete needs to make him be a real winner.
Right, Larry.
Well, I hope that every single fellow and girl who's listening right now will pitch in and make Jack Armstrong Week a real event. It's a lot of fun, too. Tell 2 friends to listen to Jack's thrilling radio adventures.
Tell 1 friend to help you celebrate by eating Wheaties, milk and fruit every morning.
And eat a breakfast of champions yourself every morning. Man, I think I'll celebrate Jack Armstrong Week twice by eating 2 helpings of Wheaties every morning.
Swell, Larry. Well, how about it, fellas and girls? And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong, with Billy, Betty, Uncle Jim, and Whisper, are approaching the Shining Cave, partway up the side of a volcano in Mindanao, where they hope to locate rich uranium deposits. Far above them, the active volcano is belching forth smoke and steam, and below them, the forest stretched back to the Sabacan village, where they have left the dwarf Tolita to guard their vita and supplies. Their guides, fearful of the angry volcano, have turned back to the village. Right now, Jack and the others are climbing up an eroded gully on the side of the volcano toward the Shining Cave, wondering if the volcano will suddenly destroy them with ashes and molten lava. Listen.
I say, the volcano is no end terrifying. Quite a show, what? Smoke and fire and all the rest of it.
But it makes me so nervous, Whisper. Just look at the way the smoke and fire shoots out of the top of the volcano. I just know it's going to erupt soon.
Smoke and fire don't always mean that a volcano's going to erupt, Betty. Anyway, we aren't going to let any volcano stop us just when we're about to find the uranium deposits.
Well, you can just speak for yourself, Jack. If that volcano starts to erupt, you can bet that it's going to stop me.
If you don't watch where you're going, Billy, you'll fall down this cliff and break a leg. Imagine that'll stop you.
Well, I'm watching the trail, Uncle Jim. Boy, I'm glad we don't have to climb up this deep path very far.
Oh, I can hardly stand up. What's happening?
Merely a slight earthquake, my dear Betty. The volcano is having an attack of indigestion.
There, it's over now. I hope that doesn't mean that an eruption is on the way.
I hope not, Jack, but we're not going to stop now. We're too close to the Shining Cave.
I bet that Geppetto and the medicine man are close to the Shining Cave, too. I just know that Geppetto isn't going to let us out of his sight when he thinks that we're looking for the uranium deposits.
Righto, Billy. but I fancy we're quite a bit ahead of that delightful couple. We left the village at daybreak, you know.
But just the same, the medicine man wouldn't miss a chance to get us alone if he could help us. He won't forget how foolish you made him look, Whisper, with your magic tricks.
I take small credit for that, my dear Billy. He looked a bit foolish to begin with. I say, here we are at the entrance to the Shining Cave.
Oh, the whole earth is shaking again.
Suffering catfish, just look at those flames shoot up from the volcano.
Say, this looks bad, doesn't it? There, the earthquake has stopped.
The flames have died down on top of the volcano, Jack. We'd better hurry and get through with our business here. I don't like the way this volcano's behaving. Let's take a look at the Shining Cave.
Jumpy, Jiminy, gee whiz, look inside there, Jack. Why, it is actually shining.
Say, this is a sight worth crossing the Pacific to see. No wonder they call it the Shining Cave.
But it's just too wonderful. Why, it looks as though the sides of the cave are all splotched with green fire.
I say, I've seen many sights in many places. Upon my word, this is something new.
It's funny, though. There's not much light inside the cave, in spite of the sides shining so.
Yeah, that is queer, isn't it? I guess that luminous stuff doesn't give out much light.
Uncle Jim, what makes the inside of the cave shine this way? Why, it reminds me of the way the Dragon's Eye Ring shines, with a sort of cold green light. Do you think someone painted the inside of the cave with luminous paint?
Oh, I don't think so, Betty. I think the luminous material is in this cave naturally. But I must say, I didn't expect to find it splattered about this way.
It's preposterous, positively preposterous, old man. Nowhere in the world has uranium or radium or any other radioactive material been found in a natural state.
Well, it's certainly found here in some kind of a state, Whisper. Those walls aren't all lit up by neon lights.
Let's go inside, Uncle Jim. Maybe we can find out just what does cause the cave to shine so.
All right, Jack. There's some kind of remarkable natural phenomenon going on inside this cave. Let's get in and see if we can discover what it is.
Oh, it's harder to see inside than I thought it would be. Those walls shine like anything, but they don't give out much light.
But we can see enough to walk around, Betty. Say, this is a big cave. Holy smoke. It smells as if somebody had broken up a dozen rotten eggs.
That's hydrogen sulfide you smell, Billy. There's always a lot of that around an active volcano. Say, I can smell straight sulfur, too.
My word, my olfactory senses are rebelling. Frightful smells. What?
We'll get used to them in a minute.
Oh, my. The further we get into the cave, the more I smell that sulfur. I think there's a breeze that's blowing the smells toward us from the inside of the cave.
You're right, Betty. There is a slight breeze. That means the cave must have an opening at the other end.
Listen, Uncle Jim. What's that I hear?
Oh, Billy, you don't hear Geppetto and that medicine man, do you?
Nope, it's a sort of rumbling sound.
Oh, maybe the volcano started to erupt.
Isn't that, Betty? I hear it, too. The sound comes from straight in front of us. It's like something boiling over. Listen.
On my word. Sounds rather as though a coffee percolator were boiling over.
Oh, Uncle Jim, what do you think it can be?
I don't know, Betty, but we're certainly going to find out. Come on.
Something catfish. It's getting sort of scary in this cave with the green moonlight all around us and that rumbling and percolating going on.
And don't forget the volcano above us, Billy, just waiting for a chance to blow its head off.
Oh, don't mention the volcano, Jack. I'm frightened enough as it is. I just know it's going to erupt before we can get back to the village.
My word, what a cheerful lot we are. Just when we hope to make one of the greatest discoveries of all time.
But it won't do us any good to discover the uranium, Whisper, if we get swallowed up by a volcano.
Wait a minute. Look what's ahead of us.
Oh, what is it, Uncle Jim?
It's hard to tell yet, but it looks like a huge hot spring of some kind, right in the middle of the cave. Perhaps that's where those smells are coming from.
I see it, Uncle Jim. It's giving up all sorts of vapors. Only, say, I think it's a spring of molten rock.
Jumping Jupiter, Jack! You mean the cave is going to erupt with lava?
It's not erupting, Billy. See, it's just seething like melted ore in a huge crucible.
Astounding, upon my word. I dare say it's a kind of miniature volcano crater, right in the middle of the earth.
Oh, Uncle Jim, look at it. It looks as though it's about to boil over.
It is about to boil over. Do something. Here, let's get back in this big niche on the side of the cave. We don't know what may happen.
Here, Betty, get in here in this sort of tunnel on the side of the cave. Hurry, we'll come in behind you.
I'm in, Jack. Oh, hurry, everyone.
We're all in now, Betty. Don't anyone stick his head out. That pool of lava erupts. It may splash around a bit.
Holy mackerel, it must be erupting now. Look at the steam and vapor shoot out.
It's splashing stuff against the sides of the cave, too, Billy.
Say, do you know what that means?
Well, I guess it means that...
Oh, I don't know, Jack. What does it mean?
It means that the stuff that's splashing around must be radioactive, Billy. Why, that's the reason the cave shines so. It's all splashed up with the stuff from that eruption.
You're absolutely right, Jack. And it means something even more important, too.
Oh, thank goodness it's all through erupting for this time. But, oh, my, just smell that hydrogen sulfide.
It's a delightful chemical smell, Betty. And you have just witnessed an amazing bit of natural chemistry.
But, gosh, Uncle Jim, just what happened anyway?
Billy, we've discovered Professor Loring's secret.
Jumping chimney, Uncle Jim. You mean that the uranium comes from that miniature volcano in this cave?
That's just what I mean. It must be the answer. It's the only way to explain how Professor Loring was able to extract so much uranium-235.
But I don't understand, Uncle Jim. What do you mean?
Pure uranium is a very hard element to extract from its ore, Betty. And uranium-235 is 1,000 times harder. Uranium comes from pitchblende, and that's a very scarce ore.
Then there must be a deposit of pitchblende in this volcano, Uncle Jim.
There must be, Jack. And one of those deposits must be in a geologic flaw. A crack in the volcano where all the subterranean fires can rush up and melt the pitchblende.
Fantastic. Positively fantastic. But it must be true. Jack, we have here a natural furnace which smelts the pitchblende ore more effectively than even an electric furnace could smelt it.
And the underground heat is so terrific that it not only frees the uranium from the ore, but it breaks the uranium down into uranium-235.
Then the stuff in that molten spring must be the stuff that Professor Loring used, Uncle Jim.
That must be it, Jack. No wonder he wouldn't write me and tell me where his stuff came from. Why, if that information ever got into the hands of unscrupulous scientists, they'd soon unlock the secret of atomic power. They'd make engines and airplanes that'd conquer the whole world.
But Uncle Jim Shapiro is sure to find out about this cave now that he's in the country, and he'll know that the uranium deposits must be somewhere in the cave.
That's right, Billy. We can't keep the secret from him. All we can do now is to make sure that Sultan Natang defeats Sultan Buloa. With Natang and Chief Soya and our friends, we can get control of the deposits for the United States. If Buloa wins, well, Chapato will be able to extract all the uranium he needs before the government can stop him.
If Chapato finds out that we've discovered the uranium, he'll do everything he can to see that we never leave the Philippines alive.
I'll say he will. Well, Uncle Jim, it's safe to go out in the main cave now. How about starting back before the big volcano really begins to erupt?
All right, Jack. We've got to get back through that underground river and tell Natang that Buloa is planning to attack him from the rear. Come on.
Look out where you walk now. There's some of this hot stuff scattered around the floor of the cave. Boy, look at it shine.
Yeah,
there it is. Wait a minute. Listen.
I think they went in here.
Oh, I heard somebody. Somebody's outside the cave.
Gosh, all him, my Jack. It must be Shapiro and his men.
Whisper, you stay here with Betty. If anything happens, get back in that place and hide. Jack, you and Billy come with me to the front of the cave.
Oh, what's that, Uncle Jim? Oh, it's another earthquake. Maybe the volcano's about to erupt.
There's nothing we can do about the volcano, Betty. But there may be something we can do about Shapiro and his men. You stay here with Whisper. Come on, Jack. Come on, Billy. We'll see how many men Shapiro has with him.
Well, at last Jack and Uncle Jim have discovered the secret of the uranium deposits. But say, it looks as though both man and nature are conspiring against them now, doesn't it? With Shapiro and his men outside the Shining Cave and the volcano about to blow its head off, well, I can tell you, you won't want to miss what's coming. So listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode in the adventure of the uranium deposits with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Only 2 days of Jack Armstrong week left, so if you haven't started celebrating, you'd better get going right away. You can get into the swing of things tomorrow morning by eating a big breakfast of champions. Yes, sir? That's the way lots of our friends in your cities are celebrating. So, for sure, remind Mother right away to serve you Wheaties with milk or cream and fruit tomorrow morning.
Have you tried Wheaties? Their whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how.